Hi, my name is Michelle Vaughn. I live on 2524 New Hampshire Route 175 in Thornton. Zip code is 03285. I am concerned, as are all opposed to the Northern Pass, with devastating impacts by the Northern Pass on property values, the environment, the town's tax base, tourism and recreation, etc., etc. I am suggesting that the DOE do a thorough analysis of this, and I have an idea how to do this. If we set up weather balloons all along the preferred and all alternate routes, and we erect them up in the air to 135 feet high, but also allow for the concrete pads below what would be underneath the 135-foot towers, and then after those balloons are put up, I am willing, and perhaps some other citizens too, to escort the DOE surveyors every step of the way by car along town roads and on Highway 93, by hiking the mountains, and oh, I also have several kayaks that we could use and go down all of the affected rivers. This will give an accurate idea of the impact this will have on the property values, tourism, and the environment. Tourism is New Hampshire's number one industry, and there are actually several kayak rentals in the Grafton County alone, and these depend on tourists and repeat customers. People travel from all over and kayak New Hampshire's rivers, lakes, and ponds. Some decide to extend their visits just to incorporate kayaking. The reason they do so is because when you're floating down the river, you lose all sense of where you are. You're one with nature. Tourists will not want to spend time and money for a tour of the towers. Mountain bikers and hiking will also be affected. Who wants to exert themselves hiking a mountain, reaching the summit, only to see towers, not scenic vistas? I hope the DOE considers this idea to get a real visual scope of the negative effect Northern Pass will have on all of New Hampshire. And I'd like to echo Dave Dobbins and Annie Schneider and say, let's stop the Northern Pass project now.